Chapter 20. A Last Meeting. Life for Catherine and Mrs. Pennyman didn't change much after Dr. Sloper's death. The two women lived quietly together in the house in Washington Square. One summer evening, about 2 years after the doctor had died, they were sitting near an open window in the living room, enjoying the fragrance from the flowers outside. Catherine was doing her embroidery, and Mrs. Pennyman was reading a book. Suddenly, Mrs. Pennyman said, "Catherine, I've got some surprising news. I saw Morris Townsend at Marion's last week." Catherine put her embroidery on her lap and sat very still for a moment. "I hope he was well," she finally said.
"He seemed sad," said her aunt. "He told me that he'd like to see you."
"I'd rather not see him," Catherine said quickly.
"I was afraid you'd say that, but maybe you'll change your mind after I tell you about him," said Mrs. Pennyman. "I think he goes to Marion's, hoping that one day you'll be there too. I think he's afraid to contact you directly. He looks older, of course, but still very handsome. He married a European woman many years ago, but she died soon afterwards. He asked me all about you and said that you were the only woman he had ever really loved. He seemed very interested to hear that you had never married. Won't you see him at least once? He wants to see you so much."
"No, Aunt Lavinia, and please don't mention him again," Catherine said, getting up from her chair. She went out onto the balcony and looked out into the square. Suddenly she felt all the pain from the past and began to cry quietly. A week later, her aunt asked,
"Will you be angry if I speak to you again about Morris?"
"I won't be angry, but I won't like it," said Catherine.
"He asked me to give you a message, and I promised I would. He wants to see you so much, Catherine," Mrs. Pennyman said. "He thinks that if you knew why he wants to visit you, you would agree. He wants to explain why he broke off your engagement. He thinks that you didn't understand and that you were still angry with him about it. He told me that his happiness depends upon seeing you at least one more time."
"Well, my happiness doesn't depend on it," Catherine answered. "Please tell Morris that I don't want to see him." Just then the doorbell rang. Mrs. Pennyman got up quickly from her chair and looked worriedly at Catherine. Realizing who was at the door, Catherine also stood up and asked, "Aunt Lavinia, have you invited him to come here?"
"My dear Catherine," said her aunt, "just see him once."
Before Catherine could reply, Mrs. Pennyman left the living room. A moment later, Morris came into the room, alone. He was fat and bald, as her father had said, but his face was still very handsome.
I wanted so much to see,"
Morris began and then stopped. Catherine was standing, staring at him.
"Perhaps you would like to sit down," he said.
"No, I wouldn't," said Catherine. "I don't think you'll be staying long."
"You look very surprised. Didn't your aunt give you my message?" Morris asked.
"She did, but I wasn't interested in it," Catherine replied. "And she didn't tell me you were coming today."
"You look marvelous, Catherine," Morris said. "I've never stopped thinking about you. The only thing I want in my life now is for us to be friends."
"We can't be friends," said Catherine firmly. "You treated me too badly. What happened between us changed my life forever. You shouldn't have come here today, and I don't want you to come again."
"I heard about your father's will, and I think what he did to you was terrible," Morris said.
Catherine didn't reply, and they both stood in silence. Suddenly Morris asked,
"Why didn't you ever get married, Catherine? Marion told me that there were two gentlemen who wanted to marry you, and that your father approved."
"I didn't want to get married," said Catherine.
"And now, Morris, I'd like you to leave."
Morris looked at her for another moment, and then said politely, "Goodbye, Catherine. Please forgive me for coming this evening." He left the room and closed the door behind him. Near the front door, he found Mrs. Pennyman waiting for him.
"Your plan didn't work,"
Morris said angrily.
"Wasn't she even a little happy to see you?" Mrs. Pennyman asked.
"No, she wasn't," Morris said. "I don't know why you told me that she wanted to see me. She was unfriendly, and she isn't interested in me at all."
"You won't give up, will you? You'll come back and try again, won't you?" asked Mrs. Pennyman.
"Come back? Never," Morris said angrily. He opened the door and walked down the steps. Mrs. Pennyman watched him as he disappeared into the darkness. Meanwhile, in the living room, Catherine took her embroidery and sat down with it at the window.